Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am in Mark, M-A-R-K, Hodges, H-O-D-G-E-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Hodges as described in the reports listed above. Period. He is now a 56-year-old male who again reports he injured his left knee at work. Period. Since evaluated here, he denies any new injuries. Period. However, he has had serious heart issues and complications. Period. In paragraph, as per the records provided, he received an order approving settlement on 10-20-17 to be inserted as marked. Period. He then applied for a reopener. Period. He supplied corresponding answers to interrogatories. Period. Additional medical records show he was seen by a cardiologist named Dr. Gelernt, G-E-L-E-R-N-T, at the Heart House. Period. He referenced an injury of 7-5-16. Period. He had ST elevation myocardial infarction on that day. Period. He had a known history of GERD, arthritis, smoking history of 2 packs per day up until his MI, and a strong family history of coronary artery disease. Period. His brother had an MI at the age of 41, and his mother had an MI in her 60s. Period. She passed away from coronary disease in her 70s. Period. Dr. Gallant opined although he had a somewhat complex course, he has recovered well from his MI and a normalization of left ventricular function with no recurrence of angina at least through early 2018. Period. His cardiovascular prognosis remained good. Period. In paragraph, prior records show he underwent lumbar spine x-rays on 12-16-93. Actually make this a CAT scan, 12-16-93. Period. It showed a focal disc herniation at L5-S1 centrally and to the right with posterior displacement of the right L5-S1 nerve root. Period. The history given for this was lumbar muscle strain post-myelogram. Period. He did have a myelogram associated with the study, which actually is dated 12-16-96. Period. On 3-13-97, he did a lumbar MRI. Period. It showed definitive evidence of disc herniation at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1 level. Period. Parentheses. It appears that he meant to say there was no evidence of this, these disc herniations. On 4-7-99, he was seen by Dr. Riss, R-I-S-S, relative to an accident on 6-15-96. Period. He noted on 6-25-98, Dr. Weinstein performed a right L5-S1 laminotomy / foraminotomy. Period. He had returned to work 3 weeks before the evaluation. Period. His weight was 246 pounds. Period. Dr. Riss offered 45% total disability. Period. Physical exam. heart normal, lungs normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scars at the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Motion of each knee was from 0 to 125 degrees of flexion with tenderness at the end point on the left, period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. He had mild tenderness to palpation about the left prepatella area, but there was none on the right. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers of the knees were negative. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was unable to walk on his heels or toes. Period. He changed positions slowly and squatted to 30 degrees. Period. He was able to flex actively to 50 degrees, consistent with his large abdominal girth and pendulous abdomen. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period. The rest of that is normal. And under general appearance, his current weight represents a 50-pound increase since last seen here. Period. This likely explains some of the difference in size of his thigh muscles. Period. Impressions. Insert what is marked from the prior report. New paragraph, since evaluated here, received an order approving settlement. Period. He has not had any additional substantive diagnostic testing or treatment. Period. Denies any new injuries to the lower back. Period. It is now evident that, in fact, Mr. Hodges had low back problems dating back to at least 1996. Period. The current examination found he has gained 50 pounds since 2017, and well more than that since seen by Dr. Risch in 1999. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. There was mildly decreased range of motion about the knees. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He was unable to walk on his heels or toes. Period. He could flex his lumbar spine 50 degrees, impeded by his large abdominal girth. Period. New paragraph. My opinions. Scratch that. There was also a well-healed midline 3.5-inch longitudinal scar, consistent with his prior surgery. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted as marked from the 2017 report.